Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the president of the Augrey Chamber of Commerce, Scott Bublitz. How are you, Scott?
Good morning, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program, my friend.
Thank you.
How are things been going for you?
Fantastic. Augrey is a vibrant place these days.
I know. We had our round table down there, and boy, we filled up 3 hours with all kinds of things that are things in the present, into the future, the past. It really is a happening community.
So we're in the midst of resurgence of change down there with new city management, mayor, myself as chamber president, the school, the change. Just there's so much going on in Augrey, and we're really proud of our town down there.
Boy, no doubt about that as well. You should be. Well, you guys are going to show off the town a little bit here because you got a big event, a first of its kind event happening this Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday. We're proud to present the Arnett County Public Safety Day coming up this Sunday from 11 to 3 at the Augrey City Park Pavilion.
Yeah, now it's at the Augrey City Park Pavilion, but the name says Arnett County Public Safety Day, so it really is encompassing everything.
It absolutely is. Yeah. We're bringing in all of the first responder units for Arnett County and the outlying areas for this event. Ed Rohn, the Emergency Management Coordinator for Arnett County and Iasco County, has chaired this event, and we're really bringing a lot of resources together for this coming Sunday.
Right. That's an understatement, Scott. I'm looking at this list of, and it's all going to fit into the pavilion?
It'll be outside the pavilion. The pavilion's big, but it'll be on the grounds there at the Augrey City Park right there behind the campground there, right on the river.
Well, it's happening from 11 to 3 there on Sunday, but looking at the list of things, give us some highlights of what's going to be there for this, and it's a free event.
It is a free event. The Augrey Area Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring this event, so we're picking up the costs associated with this, but the first responders are all coming as volunteers, and we've got motor vehicle accident extrication demonstration. So they're going to have the Augrey Sims Whitney Fire Department is going to have vehicles there, wrecked vehicles that they've gotten from junkyards, they're going to be demonstrating the jaws of life, and that is really an amazing thing to see these tools in action.
Right.
We're going to have a structure of firefighting equipment. We have educators from the 911. One of the neat things we're going to have is the police canine demonstrations. We're actually going to have Jason Overstreet, the chief of police for the city of Augrey, is actually going to suit up, and they're going to put on a demonstration with a dog bite on there. Jason's going to harass the dog and then take off and run. Let the dog come after him. I'm also going to have search and rescue teams on there. One of the things, my little 5-year-old son Freddie, he'll be on this the fire truck slide. So we actually have have some inflatables coming in. One of them is a fire truck, and so that'll be there for the kids to do that. And Smokey the Bear will be wandering around.
Of course, yeah. If you're going to talk safety, you can't have that without Smokey Bear, right?
Yeah. We're going to have some wildfire fighting equipment, some water rescue equipment. I think Sterling Area Fire Department is bringing their fire safety smokehouse over there. We're going to have some bounce houses. The one big thing that we're trying, and again, a lot of this stuff is subject to change.
Sure,
if there is an emergency that's going on and that these responders need to go to that, then they won't be able to attend our event, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
But one of the things that we're working on, and I think we've got confirmation on it, that we're going to actually have some helicopters fly in and land at the ball fields there. So that'll be really neat to see.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Cameron Zavara. He's a magician and a balloon sculptor, so he'll be on site also too, wandering around doing balloon sculpting. He's an amazing individual. If you've never seen him, he's the things that he does with balloon sculpting is just unbelievable. We're doing a bike safety rodeo. The children can come out. If you bring your bike out and go through the rodeo, they'll give you a helmet. So we'll give you a helmet to try to do it. If the kids complete the rodeo course, they get to keep the helmet.
So that's
kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
And that's put on by the Arnett County Sheriff's Department there.
All right.
We're going to have a car child seat technician there. And the Michigan State Police is going to be there with their child identification kit. So
important.
So this is really, this isn't a standard kit. So this is actually, from what I understand, they take all of the information from the parents about the child. They do a DNA swab. take pictures of it, and then actually burn it to a CD and give it right back to the parents right there on site.
Wow.
And so it's really a great thing to do that. And then obviously there will be the fire trucks. We're hoping to try to put this together to have a water ball fight with the area fire department. So
yeah.
We're working on that. So we'll see. Again, a lot of these items are subject to change, but we hope that everybody comes out and sees what the this type of equipment at a house fire or
right,
a car
yeah.
accident or something. This is an opportunity for the public to come out and see the stuff on display, actually go up and talk to the firemen and the first responders, the police, look at the equipment when it's not being used in an emergency preparedness situation.
Yeah, and bring your cameras for sure. I mean, you don't often get the chance to take a picture up in close with a fire truck or anything like that. So.
Right, right.
Yeah. So come on out. It's open to everybody. Again, it's this Sunday from 11 to 3 at the Augrey Park Pavilion. It's the first ever Aranac County Public Safety Day. And wow, everyone's welcome to come on out and just have a good time.
Yes, and we're looking forward to it. Hopefully Mother Nature will give us some good weather for the weekend, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there.
All right, he is the president of the Augrey Chamber of Commerce, Scott Bublitz. And Scott, pleasure talking to you, and yeah, we'll hope for the best on Sunday. And Tim Herrick will be out there broadcasting live also from noon till 2. So
great, we'll look forward to seeing him.
You betcha.
Take care.